Hey guys, you're listening to the most captivating podcast in iTunes. That's right, the Elite Man Podcast, where we turn average men into elite men every day. We interview the very best experts from the lifestyle, health, fitness, social, and even entrepreneurial worlds. And with their help, we give you some of the best advice on the planet. Subscribe now if you haven't already and enjoy the show. And oh yeah, if you really enjoy it, leave us a review. In today's episode, episode number 102, entitled How to Beat Anxiety and Reduce Stress, I chat with Ashley James from LearnTrueHealth.com. Ashley and I talk about some really fascinating topics, including NLP, hypnosis, timeline therapy, and a lot of other things. And we also talk about the one really cool and effective technique that Ashley uses to help people overcome and beat anxiety and also just reduce general stress throughout the day. So check this episode out. I know you guys are going to love it. This episode is brought to you by the Elite Man Conference, the world's number one personal growth conference for men. If you're looking to master your personal, social, and business life, this is the conference for you. Last year, we had 30 world-class speakers and hundreds of guests at our two-day event. That was unbelievable. Amazing, Justin. This conference completely changed my life, man. These are just a few of the things that attendees personally told me at the end of those 2 days. Our speakers included world-class life coaches, top-ranked business leaders, legendary fitness experts, best-selling authors, and many others. Experts like John Romanello, Scott McKay, Kim Seltzer, Dr. Stephen Cabral, Thomas Edwards, and so many others. This year, we plan to have even more amazing speakers like this and an event that's 10 times better. Go to EliteManConference.com and subscribe to our newsletter right now to reserve your seat. Hurry up because seating is limited and we will be selling out fast when tickets go on sale in a few weeks. All right, guys, we're live. It's Justin Stenstrom from EliteManMagazine.com, and my guest today is Ashley James from LearnTrueHealth.com. Ashley, thanks so much for coming on the show today.
I am so excited to be here.
Ashley, I know you have a pretty eclectic sort of background. You have a Reiki master, NLP, hypnosis, timeline therapy, all sorts of cool, interesting stuff. And today, I wanted to see if you could sort of cover the topic from your experiences, your backgrounds, the topic of overcoming anxiety. Does that sound good?
Absolutely. Yes. 11 years ago, I became a master practitioner and trainer of neurolinguistic programming, timeline therapy, hypnosis, and coaching. And I learned this little technique, and it takes less than 5 minutes to teach, and I will definitely teach it to you here. And this technique is the nuclear bomb for eliminating anxiety. It completely blows it up if you do it. It's sort of like a gym is awesome if you use it. So you've got to use this technique. So, and you know what? You don't have to have like an anxiety disorder because everyone experiences anxiety at some point in their life. So I definitely want you to experience this and then remember to use it on a regular basis because it actually will rewire your brain for success. It's this awesome little technique and I'm looking forward to teaching it to you. And I am coming out with a whole training system online about how to eliminate anxiety. More information about that can be found at LearnTrueHealth.com. That's coming out in the future, but I'm going to give you guys basically the one technique that if you do this one technique, you will have incredible success with eliminating anxiety. I did this one technique right after I learned it. I did it with one of my first clients that I had after I became a master practitioner of NLP. And I didn't know she was on any medication. I taught her this. I did it with her. And she came back to me and said, for years I've been on anti-anxiety medication and I am now off of it because I used this technique you taught me. So that is the how powerful it is.
Cool. Ashley, before we dive into this one technique, I want to keep the Elite Man audience in suspense. Just a couple of moments here, guys. Bear with me. But can you just explain quickly what NLP is and then what timeline therapy is? Because I know they're related, and I want guys to kind of have a better understanding of what they each are.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. I am such a huge fan of NLP. You probably heard of it, neurolinguistic programming. You've definitely heard of Tony Robbins, that's what he originally learned. One of the first things he did was he learned from the creators of neurolinguistic programming, Richard Bandler and John Grinder. He took their classes and he was on fire from it. And he was like, I'm going to change the world because these techniques get, like, cut through all the BS and help you shift your life into what you want. And so that's what the foundation of what Tony Robbins does and a lot of other, you know, personal change gurus. It is, it's really, the no BS way to personal growth. And so neurolinguistic programming, how it got started was Richard Bandler, John Grinder looked around in the 60s and were looking at the modern therapy community. And what they realized, it was very un-American. Americans love to be really successful and, you know, just really strive for ultimate success. Except what was happening in the mental health field, the therapy field, was that we were really judging people on whether they were normal or abnormal. And they said, well, I don't want to just be normal. I want to be excellent. I want to be amazing. And that's not what therapy was. Therapy was is helping people who are abnormal. And if you were normal, you get a pass and you can move on with your life and sort of have a mediocre life. And that's not what they were committed to. So they understood how the brain processes information. You know, we have all these millions of bits of data coming in, what you hear, what you see, what you feel. Like, you probably aren't conscious of your feet right now until I mention it, because your brain consciously wasn't allocating your resources to thinking, to feeling your feet or feeling your back against your chair or acknowledging your breath, right? You're just, that's unconscious. So there's all this stuff happening in the unconscious, and you're consciously only aware of a tiny fraction of what's going on. But what part of your brain allows you to be aware of, or like allows you to filter out, right? So all this information is coming in, but we're not conscious of it. So who's in charge of filtering it and choosing what you're not hearing, what you're not experiencing consciously, what you're not feeling consciously? And what they figured out was that we have filters, and these filters filter out certain things. Like, let's say someone says, I love you. If you have a strong belief that you're not lovable, then you might not even hear them say it. Or you might decide to, your filter would interpret it as, oh, they're trying to just get something from me. And so people are being genuine towards us, and we might filter it out and misinterpret them because we've got these filters. And what's clogging up our filters are our limiting decisions and negative emotions that we have. Also our values, and our personal beliefs, but which are great. Values are fantastic. But if we have limiting decisions linked to our values, so let's say we have a value, money, because today's society, we all need money. Wouldn't it be great to have lots of money? But then we have people who have these negative beliefs about money, like, I can't have money. Money, you know, burns a hole through my pocket. I can never get enough, or money's the root of all evil. And if we have these negative unconscious beliefs about money, then we will actually sabotage ourselves to getting money. Same with love. If we don't believe we're loved or if we're good enough, then we will unconsciously filter out experiences and even communications with people that would support that we are loved or we are good enough. And so they created all these techniques to help people cut through the BS so they can get rid of the negative emotions and limiting decisions, and so they can live an excellent life that they really want.
So that is the sort of genesis of NLP, and mm-hmm. is that similar? I know they're very connected, and you kind of explained this earlier to me. What is the major difference, I guess, between timeline therapy then and NLP?
So timeline therapy was created by my teacher, Tad James, and it's phenomenal. Highly recommend it if you want to become a coach. I really recommend checking out Tad. He's great. I took all of his trainings, and I was, like I said, a master practitioner and trainer of these techniques. And then I went back and I assisted at his courses afterwards. And then he actually hired me as his sales manager. And so I moved from Canada to the States years ago and worked with him personally. And what he did was he took NLP and he studied, again, just like Tony Robbins, he studied from the original creators of NLP. And then he's very smart. And what he did was he took it to the next level, and he realized that we hold on to a lot of negative emotions, whether we acknowledge it or not, they're there. And so what he saw was there was a way to actually get to the root cause of a negative emotion and a limiting decision. get to the root cause and resolve it so that the unconscious mind lets go of it and resolves it. And so people who are really angry or prone to anger, so you get cut off in traffic and all of a sudden you want to like murder someone. And you know, like looking at that person like a fly on the wall, we might go, okay, that was a little extreme. Like that amount of anger did not match the situation. And maybe you've had this before where maybe you feel a great amount of fear, but you know, it's like, this is kind of irrational fear. Like, why am I having this much fear to this like very small non-life threatening experience? And what happens is we have something called the gestalt, and it's a chain of emotions. I don't want to say negative because emotions aren't negative in and of themselves. It's negative when we hold on to unresolved emotions from the past. And so when we have this chain of unresolved emotions from the past, it lights up in our neurology and it affects our biochemistry and it clouds our judgment. It actually shunts blood away from the logic centers of the brain. Like there's all these different things it does to our body, to our mind, to our life. And it really just doesn't allow us to have an awesome life. And so timeline therapy is this really quick technique where you can get to the root cause of that negative emotion, gain resolution, and the unconscious mind lets it go. So now you've gained the resolution. You still have the memory, but now you've got all these learnings and these new resources that your unconscious mind gained, and you consciously are now aware of them. And then when you think back on those memories where when you thought about this time in the past, maybe this argument you had a few years ago, you used to be able to actually still feel anger in the moment when you thought about this old memory. After timeline therapy, which is very quick, it's like one session. When you think about it, you can remember it, but you don't have the charge now. You go, oh, wow, I don't have any physical memory, or I don't have the physical experience of that negative emotion. And this is great, especially for, I love working with entrepreneurs, and business owners, because they're highly motivated to get to the root cause and eliminate it and go become successful.
Yeah, I kind of agree. You know, entrepreneurs, are some of the busiest people I've come to know, and you know, they have so many things going on in their lives. Who needs time for negative emotions from 30 years ago, which are holding them back now, right?
Yeah, I worked with this one sales guy, and he was the sales manager of an audio store in Quebec, and Trois-Rivières, Quebec, and he was amazing. You know, he ran a huge electronics store. And I sat down with him and his team to coach them, and I asked each one of them individually, what do you feel is holding you back from being better at sales? You know, like, I'm not there to tell them what to do. I want to know what is their problem. And he said, I can't connect with my customers. I can't connect with them. And I know that, and you must know, rapport is incredibly important. We have to be able to connect with people. We have to feel that emotional connection. And he just felt a wall. He felt like frozen. And you could tell his demeanor. He was very distant. He was very like pale. I couldn't really get a connection with him either. So I was like, yeah, I can see that. And so we went to do timeline therapy, and anger was fine. We resolve anger first. Then we went to sadness, and he, I said, okay, are you guys ready to resolve sadness? And he said, no. And I said, what's up? And of course, this was a very interesting experience because everyone's talking half French, half English. and he said, I saw my grandmother burn to death when I was 3, and I must hold on to the sadness to honor her. And it was like a giant light bulb went off in my head. Of course he can't connect with people. His entire life since he was 3, he was unable to connect with people because he was holding on to immense sadness over the loss of his grandmother and seeing her die in front of him. And I said to him in that moment, I said, don't you realize you're holding on to the wrong emotion to honor her? You've been holding on to sadness all these years, but don't you want to honor her with love? And the look on his face, he was so pale to begin with. And this is like, you know, February in Quebec, right? So we're pale already. And he was just pasty white. And the blood started to fill up his neck and go up into his cheeks. And up, by the time it was in his forehead, he said, yes, I'm ready. And we went back and we resolved his sadness and all the sadness he had in his life. And after that meeting, we walk out. Now, everyone didn't in the whole group, but we all walked out. And I am personally good friends with the regional manager, and I've known him my whole life. He's awesome. He did a triple take. You know how you can do a double take? He did a triple take looking at this manager, and he pulled me aside and said, "What did you do to him? I have known him for 15 years. I have never seen him smile in my life. He looks like a different person." And that day forward, he was. He was a completely different person. His sales, not only did sales go through the roof, but I didn't know that he had issues with his wife and his kids after that. He resigned his position to work at a store closer to same chain, but a closer store to the house because he was commuting so long, so he could spend more time with his wife, with his kids. Their relationships flourished. His sales flourished. And I keep once in a while checking back in because that was 11 years ago. It was so amazing that this, you know, sitting down with someone for a day could have such a profound impact, because what we did was we resolved the negative emotions from the past. And that is like just taking off all the baggage so you can live the life you want right now.
Are you looking to improve your life in a number of very important ways? Do you want to improve, say, your health, your fitness, your business, your dating life, your confidence level, your social skills, even your style? Any one of these areas? If so, the best way to do it right now is to join our Facebook group. The Elite Man Mastermind Group is the best way to build a sense of community online. It's so tough nowadays to feel like you're connected to like-minded people. Joining this Facebook group solves that problem. We have hundreds of awesome people, speakers, thought leaders, life coaches, dating coaches, business leaders, health and fitness experts, bloggers, podcasters, and just regular awesome people like yourself in the group right now. And they're sharing their incredible insights, advice, tips, strategies, and techniques to mastering all sorts of really important areas of your life. If you're serious about improving your life, go right now to Facebook and type in Elite Man Mastermind in the search bar. Type it up right now and join the group. I'll approve the request as soon as possible. It's a closed group, which means it's pretty intimate and not everyone can join. But right now, if you log on, I'll have you added within the same day. I want to get as many awesome people like yourself into the group as possible. We have such a great community of leaders, speakers, coaches, influencers, people to help share their insights with you and share great ideas with each other, to build each other up and build incredible relationships with one another and help each other become the best people we can be. So join this group right now if you're looking to connect with other incredible people just like you and become the best version of yourself. Join now. Go on Facebook and type in Elite Man Mastermind. Okay, back to the show now.
I guess before we sort of move on to the topic today, but how do you get some of these clients or people, listening to you? How do you get them to open up to you and to the point where that you can understand sort of their deep unresolved issues that they've been holding on to? Like, not everyone is just going to open up and say, I think I've, 30 years ago I saw, my grandmother or whatever, my mom.
Right, totally.
How do you get to that point?
You know what? And this is why NLP and timeline therapy go hand in hand. Because in NLP we learn language patterns, and we're asking the right questions. It's really about asking the right questions. First of all, you have to have rapport. So in the first few minutes of being together, you want to establish rapport. And there's a whole technique in NLP for establishing rapport, matching and mirroring them, and also making sure they're committed. So I spend the first few minutes just, gaining rapport with them, asking what they want. They've got to be committed. And I because I was hired by I was hired to come in, they didn't have to invest any money to work with me in this particular situation. So I had to really make sure they were committed, because it is difficult to work with someone who has no personal investment, right? Because someone else was paying the bill. And there were a few salesmen, not in that situation, but I had one salesman I can remember that wouldn't work with me outright. And I was like, okay, that's fine. And they were surprised because they thought they had to be there. They had to work with me. I'm like, no, you don't want to increase your sales. That's fine. No problem. I need the person to be committed. So they have to be committed to wanting a better life. And then I get to gain rapport with them. And then I use the right questions and I use visual acuity. So a sensory acuity. I'm really observing them. And if I do phone coaching, I'm observing the tonation of their voice, and not in any judgmental way, but just observing them, because I'm listening for all the unconscious communication. More of our communication is over 60% of our communication is unconscious. That comes from the tone of our voice, the cadence, the gravitas, how we hold our body. So, we can really say a lot by our body movements. And this is is why people with autism have so much trouble communicating, because they do not recognize facial expressions. They do not recognize these simple things that you and I take for granted. We can really understand people when we're observing their physiology, and they don't see that. So that's one of the huge problems that they have. So much of that is observing the person, but really it's the right questions to ask. And we start, you know, with little questions, and then it just goes deeper and deeper.
Yeah, I absolutely love that answer. And, you know, I think you're right. Typically I don't refer back to like a business book on, say, a podcast where we're talking about anxiety or overcoming personal problems, but it just reminded me of a podcast I recently did with Ryan Levesque, and we talk about his book Ask, where he's talking about figuring out what your audience wants, what your market wants, by asking them the right questions. Mm-hmm. And it's sort of, it just reminds me of this, like asking yourself the right questions, asking what you really want by figuring out what your needs are, what your desires are, you know, some of your past behaviors, why you're emotionally doing things and trying things out. If you can ask yourself the right questions and like reflect on what your true needs are, I think you can be a healthier person overall, like you're saying.
Mm-hmm. And I think there's a big correlation between being really good at sales and being a really good coach, because if you're really good at sales, you're really good at listening. You're really good at understanding what they value and understanding their needs, and then helping link their needs to your product. So in coaching, we have to understand their needs, understand their values, understand what they want, and then basically helping kind of convince them to try on new behaviors. And so we're selling them into that. So there's a lot of correlations between being great at sales and being a great coach.
Yeah, I definitely agree. All right, so Ashley, let's dive right into it. We've kept our Elite Man audience waiting now for a little bit. Let's dive right into the technique that we mentioned earlier about how to eliminate anxiety.
Awesome. So, Justin, do you have anything right now you're anxious about? It's even something small. When you think about it, can you feel anxiety about something right now?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, awesome. All right. And you don't have to share, but do you want to share what it is?
Sure. I wanted to go to the gym today, and right now it's 6:30 at night. I wanted to go to the gym earlier today and get it out of the way, but now I got an interview, obviously, right now, and I got some work to do for probably an hour afterwards, so I'm probably not going to be able to go to the gym until about 9 o'clock tonight, and I get anxious, or not anxious, but a little kind of stressed about going so late.
Okay, and so when you say that you're stressed, you feel anxious or stressed about going so late, what are you focusing on? When you go to the gym at 9, what are you expecting to happen that makes you stressed about it?
I think I expect to be up later, and I'm kind of a night owl as it is, but I try to get things done earlier so that I can sort of go to bed earlier. But when I go to the gym later, I end up staying up later at that point.
Got it. So when you think about going to the gym later, in your mind, are you sort of thinking about like waking up tomorrow morning really groggy and then having a crappy day tomorrow?
Yeah, exactly.
So you've correlated, oh God, if I go to gym at 9 tomorrow, if I go to the gym at 9 tonight, tomorrow's shot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of the okay. So that's perfect. That lays it out. So I'm going to do the technique with you. The easiest way to teach is to do it.
Cool.
So go ahead and close your eyes and just sit comfortably, take a deep breath, and I want you to float above your body and float out to 15 minutes past the successful completion of this event. So in this case, it would be floating out at 9:15 tomorrow and see the success. What would it be to have the best day tomorrow? So in this case, it would be seeing you highly productive, lots of energy, waking up like just fully alive, having a great sleep last night. Now come back to now, open your eyes. When you think about going to the gym tonight at 9, how do you feel?
I feel all right about it. I don't feel as stressed out about it, to be honest.
So I know this is like very, this is probably like a 0.3 out of 10 in terms of anxiety that you're experiencing. And I totally get it. I don't like, I have the same thing. I don't want to go to the gym at night, 'cause I think, oh my gosh, I'm going to be up all night, 'cause it, you know, energizes me. Exercise can also calm us. So if you have something you're highly anxious about, and I'll tell you about, I was actually on another podcast with an author who wrote, a book for Chicken, or one of the authors of Chicken Soup for the Soul. He was a really cool guy. And I asked him, are you experiencing any anxiety? And he was really curious about this technique. And he goes, yeah, actually, I'm releasing my second book and I have a lot of anxiety about the launch. And I said, great. Okay. I want you to close your eyes, float up above your body and go out 15 minutes past the successful completion of your launch and look down at that event. So what do you see? What, you know, what are you feeling? Where's your anxiety? And he's looking down at the events 15 minutes past the successful completion of his launch. And he goes, well, my anxiety's less. I said, okay, great. What are you anxious about now? And he goes, all the reviews. And he was imagining like this mob of people like hating him. You know, all, you know, it, we do that. We think that that we're alone and this rest of the world is this community, this mob consciousness of people that are going to like gang up on us. And it's so funny. It's so like primal, like the neighboring tribe is going to all come together, not like us, right? Not like me personally. And, whereas everyone is just, we have to remember that everyone is just scared of each other. We're all just individuals afraid of each other. There's no mob consciousness, but he was imagining this giant mob consciousness, you know, of people all hating his book, which is always very unrealistic when we think about what we're actually anxious about. Mm-hmm. But he wasn't conscious of what he was anxious about until we got into this technique. And so I said, okay, great. I want you to now float 15 minutes past the successful completion of all the reviews. And I stress the word successful because some people forget that. And then they're like, oh, I'm so anxious. I'm like, great. What are you focusing on? Oh, people killing me. You know, it's like, okay, successful completion. And so he floated out past the successful completion of every single review his book would ever get. I'm like, where's your anxiety? He goes, it's gone. I'm like, great. Come back to now. He came back to now. I said, how do you feel about your book launch? He says, I feel amazing. And then we started talking. He shared with me, he goes, you know, he also has a podcast and he does lots of interviews. He goes, he feels amazing during his interviews. But when he gets off his interviews, his wife kind of sees him slouch down in like almost like a defeated position in his chair. And then for the next an hour or so, he's kind of mopey and she goes, what's wrong? What's wrong? And he wasn't really conscious of what was going on. But in that moment, after I taught him this technique, he realized what he was focusing on. After every made like awesome interview, he started to think about every single person that would give him a bad, would think poorly of him or give him a bad review. Or again, that like mob consciousness, fear of a bunch of people not liking us or all the people that would judge him. Like, did I say that right? And he would just sort of nitpick and think of and focus on the worst case scenarios. And what we do this is we think we're being, sometimes in life we go, well, you know, I need to be the Doubting Thomas, or I need to like think of all the, you know, I got to prepare, right? I got to prepare for all the, you know, eventualities so I can, be the best, you know, for example, entrepreneur, I'm launching a new product. I have to prepare for, you know, what happens if this happens? What happens if my credit card processor doesn't go down? What happens if, you know, all these little worst case scenarios, we should have a backup plan, right? And focusing on the worst case scenarios and preparing, being very prepared are two different things, but often we get them confused. If you prepare for, okay, my credit card processor might go down, so I'm going to have PayPal and Stripe as a backup. And, or, you know, like you think about, or if a storm's coming, so I'm going to have a generator just in case my electricity goes out because I have a hotspot in case my Wi-Fi goes out, right? There, now it's done. Now I don't have to focus on it and I go move on with my day. So I prepare and I move on. But a lot of people will focus on and think about, even like almost on an unconscious level, the power going out and my Wi-Fi goes out and then I can't do my podcast interview and then my customer, I can't check my, you know, my website and then my credit card processor goes down and then I'm paying for all this advertising, but my customers can't buy and then I'm broke and then I'm homeless and then I'm dead. You know, and then we just, this is what we do is we build and build and build on the worst case scenario. We're focusing in on it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love your technique. Is it called guided meditation or guided visualization? Were you doing that?
You know, it's actually a technique developed by Todd James, timeline therapy. It is a timeline therapy technique, but, you know, focusing on what you want, and it isn't new. I'm sure he just took it and kind of applied it into his already existing timeline therapy. But basically, it is, you're actively visualizing. So you could call it a guided meditation, but you're guiding yourself. And really, what you need to do is do this as often as possible. Even if you don't have anxiety, you're about to go, like, just practice it. Because what you're doing is you're rewiring your brain, and by doing so, you're actually going to change every cell in your body. We have neurotransmitters, and we have all these little peptides and all these chemicals that will bind to every cell in our body. And like, these are hormones, right? And will tell our body what's going on. We'll tell our, we have, what was it, like 37.5 trillion cells in our body. And so when we are prone to anxiety, or we do this a lot, that our body becomes more wired for it. And if we are prone to anger or prone to fear, literally every cell in the body is more wired for it. And we need to get our body and our, you know, 37.5 trillion cells in alignment with success and in alignment with confidence and alignment with happiness. And it's okay to be sad. You know, it's okay to have anxiety, but how much time do you want to spend in that? And how much time do you want to wire your life for that? So focus on what you want.
Yeah, that's and what you're talking about is so powerful. It's like you mentioned, the subconscious mind literally can control like all your feelings and emotions. And like, this sounds very similar to me to self-hypnosis. And I'm a big proponent of self-hypnosis. I've been using it for years. But this is almost like self-hypnotizing yourself, but like talking aloud and kind of training yourself to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's different levels of trance, right? So we talk about self-hypnosis. If you're hypnotizing yourself, it's a light state of trance. You might get into medium, but really it's a light state of trance. So you have that conscious, unconscious awareness. Deep trance is someone else has to do it with you, because the only way to get into deep trance is when someone's doing what's called authoritarian hypnosis. So they're telling you direct communications, because at that point, you know, deep trance is incredibly profound, but you're out. Your conscious mind is out, and someone is talking straight to your unconscious mind. And that can be great. But where I like to do the change work the most is the light state of trance, because what I noticed is when people go to hypnotherapists and they get the deep trance, so like they're practically like asleep, their unconscious mind is under anesthesia, and the hypnotherapist is working directly with their unconscious mind, they might tell them, you know, you're no longer a smoker, you know, you hate cigarettes, yada, yada. And then you come out of it, your unconscious mind's now like more working towards not smoking. But did you change anything consciously in your life? Did you change your habits consciously? Did you on a conscious level, there wasn't any change work. And so we really need to make change work at the, in my opinion, the light state of trance, because the more our consciousness is owning and taking responsibility for the change, and having the experience of the change, and then going, wow, look what I did. I did it. Look, I didn't smoke cigarettes. I did it. Then what it does is it reinforces it and reinforces the positive behavior unconsciously. So we want to keep reinforcing. And that's why light state of trance is so powerful. And know that you can heal. I think a lot of people don't realize that they can change habits. They can change. It's not hardwired. We can change. That's the big thing about NLP, is that we can make the changes we want.
Absolutely, Ashley. And it's been a phenomenal interview, and I really do love that technique that you shared with us. And I think our listeners are going to really enjoy this one. Is there any last sort of takeaway message, and then a place that our listeners can check out more about you?
Absolutely. I would say the takeaway is that look for areas of life where you need to forgive yourself. I know for me, I've been on over 30 diets. I've read every diet book, and I was doing that very stereotypical, like, I do the diet for a while and then I wouldn't. And then I beat myself up and think there's something bad and wrong with me. And for guys, it might be like, you know, I wanted to be able to build my muscle mass, and I went to the gym for a while, and then I sort of like that dropped off. Or, you know, there's somewhere in your life where you have sort of broken that big trust and that big relationship with yourself. And maybe you beat yourself up and you're thinking that there's something broken or wrong with you. And there isn't. Honestly, you're awesome. And the best thing to do is to acknowledge how great you are and start thinking about what you love about yourself, and then focus on what you want and step into every day. Think about, like I said, if you're going to work, imagine before you go to work, imagine being at the end of the workday, having the best workday ever, and step into your body 8 hours from now. In just for a minute or 30 seconds, and really get intense, feel the feelings and see what you see, hear what you hear, and feel those feelings of the best day ever. And just live in it, breathe in it, feel those feelings rise up in your body. Or if you're going on a date and you're really nervous, you're about to go on a date, then imagine what's the best ending to a date? Maybe you get to hold her hand and kiss her, give her a hug. Maybe she says to you, you know, I'd love to see you again. Like, just go over the top. Imagine the best ending to a date and really step into your body and see what you see, hear what you hear, and feel those feelings of the absolute best evening. And then go on that date. And you keep doing that and keep moving towards, focus on and move towards what you want. You will notice a shift in your life.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Ashley, where's the place our listeners can check out more about you?
LearnTrueHealth.com. And health for me and what I teach with all my guests. I have a lot of doctors that come on the show and authors and you. Learn True Health is about gaining health and excellence in every area of your life. So because holistic health is mind-body connection, is mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical, we have a lot about getting off drugs and getting taking supplements instead and getting, you know, our emotional health back. I'm really proud of it because I've gotten a ton of great feedback of people who've shared with me that it's made a big difference in their life. And so I love doing Learn True Health and getting people connected with holistic information.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Ashley, again. I know our listeners are going to love this, and take care. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Justin.
All right, guys. I hope you enjoyed that episode. But before you go, there's one last thing I need you to do. I need you to subscribe to this podcast right now if you haven't already. By subscribing to the podcast, you get every single episode the minute they're released. Get all of our Elite Man podcast interviews with all of our incredible world-class guests from the lifestyle, health, fitness, business, and social worlds absolutely free. Subscribe now, guys, if you haven't already, and enjoy all future episodes. And yes, if you do love the podcast, leave us an awesome review. We really do appreciate it.